92.7. Parents are warned not to underestimate the need for acceptance at all levels of schooling. This November, Hot 1027 News is examining bullying wherever it's found to try and understand why the abuse happens and, more importantly, to give insight into what we can do about it. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
Executive head at Red Hill School, Joseph Gerassi, has done extensive research on bullying. Like other experts we've spoken to, he doesn't believe it's something we can end.
Bullying is something that has been around since the beginning of time, and I would imagine will be around until the end of time.
He says when bullying happens, and it will, we need to be proactive in managing it. But first, we have to understand what we're dealing with. And that means acknowledging that as parents, we're often laboring under misapprehensions.
If we teach children that it's important to care about one another, they will just do that. What happens is that for students in our research, they told me that the most important concern that they had being in a community and specifically in a school was fitting in and being accepted by the peer group.
But what does acceptance actually look like?
To be accepted in a peer group might not necessarily mean that you care about another individual.
As Joseph points out, it's not as clear-cut as right and wrong.
So you might be in a class where you're being taught that care is very important, and you might give dozens of examples of how care is important. But if I walk out of that classroom and the group of friends that I want to be part of, and there is a bully in that group who's bullying someone, it might be far more important to me in my day-to-day experience of having to live through school in that community to side with the bully, because then I will be accepted into the peer group.
He says acceptance then overrides the desire to care for others. But parents and teachers can help by understanding the need the children have to fit in. Once they get that right, they can then step in to manage and guide behavior while helping to instill values around care, kindness, and empathy. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.